This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Following on from last month's clip regarding Nabr, accentuation, where we emphasize specific syllables or specific words for eloquence or to preserve or express a particular meaning. Before we dive into a list of commands in the Quran that would require some accentuation, some emphasis to highlight them and to express or to express them in an eloquent manner, I give you one more sentence, English sentence, just to remind you of what the nabr is about. So a basic four-worded sentence where I shift accentuation, resulting in a different meaning or understanding of what is expressed. It's a meaning, but an understanding shifts. If I say, I will tell you. I will tell you, meaning it's me and no one else. And what if I said, I will tell you, meaning you should not doubt it will happen. I will tell you. And what if I shifted it to, I will tell you. I will tell you, meaning I will not write it down. I will tell you instead. I will not only see you, I will tell you as well. And then the last one, what if I shifted it to the last word? I will tell you. I will tell you, meaning no one else but you. So that's an example of shifted nabr, shifted accentuation, resulting in a more specific understanding just by shifting. And an understanding that changes based on the shift changes. So Arabic, a command for us to practice for the next month, inshallah. There's a command in the Quran used in dual form and plural form and a feminine form. What is dual? Dual is when we address two. It's unique to Arabic. We do not only have singular and plural, but we have dual as well. The command for eating in Arabic, if I instruct someone to eat, I will say kul with a kaf. But this does not appear in the Quran. It appears in dual form, kula, kula. And it appears in plural form, kulu, kulu. And it appears in the singular feminine form, kuli, kuli. So that's easy. However, it becomes a bit complicated when these commands are preceded by the particles wa or fa. So if you were to say wakula, for example, wa means and, so the meaning would be and eat, like when Allah addressed Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa alayhi salam, wakula, the more eloquent manner of expression would be to emphasize the kaf, as the kaf is the start of the command. Wakula, wakula, in Surah Al-Baqarah, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما وكلا. Check the reference and practice. Further on in the surah, you have فكلوا. If you were to say فكلوا, it's acceptable, but more eloquent would be to emphasize the start of the command, which is the kaf. فكلوا. In the verse, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا. And then you have the reverse. You have فَكُلَا, فَكُلَا in Surah Al-A'raf. ويا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة فكلا من حيث شئتما. Again, فكلا, emphasizing the fa, would be acceptable, but more eloquent would be فكلا, فكلا, la la la, la la la, فكلا. And then lastly, also in the same surah, further on, وكلوا, وكلوا. وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْكُنُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ. So not wrong if you were to say وَكُلُوا, but more eloquent, وَكُلُوا. And then you have the singular female form in Surah Maryam, كُلِي, but preceded by فَ, فَكُلِي, فَكُلِي. If you say فَكُلِي, it's okay, but more eloquent would be fakuli. You have to train your ear, listen and practice. Listen to the three syllables. La la la. That's emphasizing the first one. La la la. But if I emphasize the middle one, meaning the second one, la la la. La la la. Fakuli. More eloquent. Fakuli, the verse is fakuli washrabi wa qarri aina. Okay. The only time I've been allowed to shift it and not press the calf, and it's deemed eloquent, still deemed eloquent, when we shift to the lam of the verb, kulu, is when this command is attached to a pronoun. And this appears in Surah An-Nisa. Fakuluhu, fakuluhu. Remember in the previous clip when I introduced the nabr, think of the word photograph becomes photographer, becomes photographic. Emphasis shifts when there's something changing at the end of the word. So likewise here, with the pronoun attached, the reciters would emphasize the lam here. You can go to the calf again. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. فَكُلُوا, or even the fa, فَكُلُوهُ, but it's not that eloquent. What would be most eloquent here, when attached to a pronoun, is emphasizing the lam. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا. And Allah knows best. There's another وَكُلُو in A'raf as well. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. That's without the attached pronoun. So, وَكُلُوا, like the others before. But the one with the attached, you can shift to the lam. Think about it, practice it. Let this be our focus for the next month before I give you a list of other commands. And especially ones where if you shift differently, if you emphasize differently, if you accentuate differently, you could change the meaning. If it's unknowing, and Allah may pardon, but once you understand and try to and attempt to recite with meaning, and you understand what you're reciting, then you should accentuate as best possible so as to preserve the meaning. Inshallah, when we get there, may Allah allow us time and effort, time and health and strength to see the journey through together and take this process ahead to enhance our presentation or offering or recitation of His word, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that is pleasing to Him, where the message is preserved and the message comes across in the best manner possible. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.